请我们一起低头来默祷。
Let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们来开始举办西郊礼跟圣餐啊，圣接下去圣餐礼。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we commence our foot washing and also holy foot washing sacrament as well as the Holy Communion.
啊，唱诗295首。
Let us sing the hymn together 295. Please be seated.
我们现在一起来祷告，求主耶稣带领我们今天下午的圣礼。
Now we will kneel down together to pray and ask for God's guidance.
我们现在一起祈祷。
Let's kneel down together and pray.
在真耶稣教会，根据圣经有三个典礼。
Based on our understanding of the Bible, there are three different sacraments in the True Jesus Church.
所谓典礼需要有三个条件。
There are three criteria for each event to be considered as a sacrament.
第一个跟得救有关。
The first is that it must be related to our salvation.
第二个主耶稣做过榜样。
The second that it must have been established by Jesus himself.
第三个主耶稣吩咐我们去做。
The third it must be commanded by Jesus for us to follow.
所以婚礼跟丧礼不是典礼。
Thus marriage and funeral are not considered sacraments.
它是一个宗教仪式，但不是典礼。
They are a ceremony, yet not a sacrament.
那我们早上有洗礼。
This morning we've held water baptism.
目的是要洗掉我们的罪。
To wash away our sins.
那接下去我们来举办洗脚礼。
Then we will conduct the foot washing sacrament.
目的是要跟主有份。
The purpose is to have a part with Christ.
那等一下我们要圣餐礼。
Then following this, we will have the Holy Communion.
为的是要领受主的生命。
In order to receive God's life.
我们来看约翰福音十三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 13.
约翰福音十三章。
Gospel of John chapter 13. 好。
第四节。
Verse 4.
十三章第四节。
John chapter 13 verse 4.
主耶稣离席站起来脱了衣服拿一条手巾束腰六节。
Five.
所以把水倒在盆里就洗门徒的脚。并用自己所束的手巾擦干。第六节。
Six.
来到西门彼得，彼得对他说：“主啊，你洗我的脚吗？”第七节。
Seven.
耶稣回答说：“我说的你不知道，后来必明白。”第八节。
Eight.
彼得说：“你永远不可洗我的脚。”耶稣说：“我若不洗你，你就与我无份。”这一段圣经在告诉彼得跟耶稣的对话。
This passage describes a conversation between Jesus and Peter.
主耶稣要洗彼得的脚。
Jesus was to wash Peter's feet.
彼得不敢接受主耶稣的洗他的脚。
Yet Peter did not receive that foot washing.
因为主耶稣是主，他是仆人。
For Lord Jesus was his master, and he was a servant.
主耶稣是老师，他是学生。
Jesus was the teacher, Peter the student.
所以他不敢接受洗脚。
Thus he did not receive that foot washing.
那主耶稣对彼得说。
Yet Jesus also said to Peter.
我若不洗你，你就与我无份。
That unless Peter's feet are washed, he will have no part with Christ.
这是一句相当严肃的一句话。
This was a serious explanation.
与主无份。
Peter will have no part with Christ unless he's washed.
这个什么意思？
What does that mean?
跟主无份就是跟神的国无份。
To have no part of our Lord Jesus Christ means that we will have no part in heaven.
当然跟永生也没有份。
And of course, we will have no part with eternal life.
因为永生是在神的国里面。
For eternal life belongs to God.
永生是在主耶稣里面。
Eternal life belongs to our Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们为什么要洗脚礼？
That is why we have to have our feet washed.
因为主耶稣吩咐我们。
For it was commanded by Jesus himself.
要照着他做的榜样去做。
That we must do likewise as he had done before.
十五节。
Verse 15.
我给你们做榜样，叫你们照着我向你们所做的去做。
I have said.You an example that you should do as I have done for you.
所以主耶稣吩咐我们要接受洗脚。
This was a command from Jesus himself.
所以教会的工人奉耶稣的名代表主耶稣替我们洗脚，为的是跟主有份。
Thus the workers of the church in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ represents Jesus to wash our feet. So that we may have a part with Jesus himself.
所以这是一个典礼。
This is a sacrament.
那主耶稣告诉彼得，我做的你不知道，后来你必明白。
Jesus also said to Peter that you will not understand what is done at that time. Yet he will understand.
因为主耶稣讲的话是一种奥秘。
For the statements of Jesus are a mystery.
所以为用人的理性有时候很难了解。
It cannot be deciphered with our own wisdom.
但是圣灵降下来，
Yet after
打开我们的心，我们就能够明白。
After the descent of the Holy Spirit, we will understand.
所以为什么在所有基督教界里面，差不多只有在本会把洗脚礼当作典礼。
And that is why of all the denominations, only we consider foot washing as a sacrament.
因为初期的工人接受神的启示，明白这是典礼。
Because of the founders of the church had a revelation from God to realize that this is a sacrament.
我们在温哥华教会有一个阿富汗来的回教徒来受洗归入我们教会。
In the Vancouver church, you have a member from Afghanistan who was a Muslim yet has converted to our belief.
在洗脚礼的时候
，during foot washing，
当圣职员的奉耶稣的名洗他的脚，忽然间他发现屋子周围的人都不见了。
When his feet was being washed in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he realized all the surrounding has changed.
他只看到主耶稣跟他洗脚。
He saw Jesus washing his feet.
这是我们很难得的一个很重要的一个意象。
This is an important vision for us to understand.
哇，他非常感动。
He was touched.
那洗礼完。
After the sacrament.
忽然间这个弟兄姊妹又出现了，物质界又出现了。
The surrounding returned to what it was.
所以这个就是告诉我们，圣经讲的是真的。
This tells us that the teaching from the Bible is true.
当我们奉主的名洗脚，就是主耶稣在我们当中，为着要跟他有份。
That when our feet are washed in the name of Jesus Christ, that Jesus is actually being here with us, so that we can have a part with Him.
那洗脚里有很重要的属灵的教训。
There is also important spiritual teachings.
第一个教训。
The first.
主耶稣洗门徒的脚，包括犹大。
Is that Jesus washed the feet of Judas?
犹大要卖耶稣。
Judas had planned to betray Jesus.
但是耶稣洗他的脚。
Yet Jesus still washed his feet.
卖耶稣，这是一个很大的罪。
Betrayal was a great sin.
因为耶稣是一个义人。
For Jesus was a righteous man.
但是洗犹大的脚，这是很大的爱。
Yet the deed of washing Judas's feet was a performance of love.
所以主耶稣希望用这个爱来感化犹大。
Jesus had hoped that his love would alter Judas's decision.
使他能够回头。
So that he can return once again to Jesus' fold.
在世人看起来，犹大是耶稣的敌人。
To us, Judas was an enemy of Christ.
但是从属灵上来讲，耶稣怜悯犹大。
Yes, spiritually, Jesus had mercy on him.
因为他不知道他自己在做什么。
For Judas had no idea what he was doing.
今天我们生活会遇到很多人，可能跟我们有一些打劫或者误会。
In our lives, we may have conflicts with other humans.
洗脚礼就是告诉我们要用爱心来接纳。
Foot washing reminds us to accept them as they are with the love of Christ.
好像耶稣接纳犹大。
As Jesus had accepted Judas,
要用爱心来赦免
to forgive them out of the love of Christ.
好像耶稣赦免犹大
as Jesus had forgiven Judas.
那如果这个教训行出来，我们每一个人的人际关系都是新的。
If we can live accordingly, then we will have no conflicts in our lives.
没有所谓的冰冻三尺非一日之寒，这个人际关系的破裂，这不会发生的。
There will never be a breaking of relationships.
因为我们从心里面赦免接纳别人。
For we have learned to accept others as they are.
那第二个教训。
The second teaching.
洗脚礼代表我们的谦卑服侍。
Is that foot washing represents our humility in serving Christ.
主耶稣是天上的神。
Jesus is the God in heaven.
他成为人。
He became human.
这是很大的牺牲。
That was a great sacrifice from him.
然后他成为仆人。
He then became a servant
洗人的脚
to wash his disciples' feet.
最尊贵的成为一个卑微的仆人洗人的脚
The royalist of kings became a servant to wash the feet of his disciples.
所以主耶稣说来，我来不是要受人服侍，我来是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价
Jesus once said that he came not to be served, but rather to serve others and to become the sacrifice.
这是耶稣的精神
That was the mission or the mentality of Christ.
这也是真教会的精神，因为教会是耶稣的身体。
That is also our the goal that we strive to be.
所以教会里面没有谁大谁小。
In church, there is no one that is greater than others.
我们都效法耶稣，彼此服侍。
We all follow the example of Christ to serve one another.
所以这是非常重要一个精神。
This is a spirit that we must have.
我们彼此服侍。
That we serve one another.
社会上什么头衔地位，那是在社会上。
The titles that we carry in the society remains outside this building.
回到教会，我们都是仆人。
Once we enter this building, we are the servants of Christ.
好像主耶稣来世界做仆人。
As Jesus had done to be the servants to everyone.
主耶稣在带领这些门徒。
When Jesus led his disciples.
但是他是通过服事来带领他们。
He led them through his service.
这个就是今天我们的榜样。
That is the goal that we strive to achieve.
第三个教训。
The third teaching.
我们看路加福音十三章。
Let's turn to
约翰福音十三章。
Let's remain in John chapter 13.
第十节。
Verse 10.
耶稣说，凡洗过澡的，把脚一洗，全身就干净。你们是干净了，然而不都是干净的。十一节。
11.
耶稣原来要知道卖他的是谁，所以说你们都不是干净的。洗脚就是，洗脚里就是代表要我们的脚要提醒我们的脚是经过主耶稣洗过的。
Foot washing reminds us that our feet has been washed by Jesus.
这个脚代表我们的行为。
Our feet represents our acts and our behaviors.
所以我们这个脚要走圣洁的道路。
Thus our feet must walk upon the path of holiness.
要走义的道路。
On the path of righteousness.
不要走罪的道路。
Rather than the path of evil,
所以我们要过一个圣洁有分别的生活。
So that we can lead a life of holiness separate from the world.
这个洗脚里的道理就是跟每一个信徒有关系。
And thus the teaching of foot washing relates to every one of us.
那新受洗的同龄，我们只洗脚一次就可以。
For those who are newly baptized, we wash the feet once.
但是洗脚里的道理需要常常的提醒我们，让我们能够行在中间，来蒙神祝福。
Yet the teachings of foot washing must be remind that we must remember it in our lives.
看十七节。
Let's read verse 17.
约翰福音十三章十七节。
John chapter 13 verse 17.
你们若知道这事，若去行，就有福了。这里说这一些事，我们去行就有福了。
We will be blessed if we perform these deeds.
所以洗脚里超越犹太人的风俗。
And thus foot washing is.More than simple tradition.
因为风俗跟神的祝福没有关系。
For traditions have no part with God's blessings.
这是一个典礼。
This is a sacrament.
带有福气的一种典礼。
Carrying with it the blessings of God.
所以我们去行就有福了。
And we will be blessed if we perform them accordingly.
所以现在教会的圣职人员要代表主耶稣来洗这三位新受洗同龄的脚。
And now the workers of the church will represent Christ in washing the feet of these newly baptized members.
我们请周执事来帮他洗脚。我们唱诗。
因为
295。
Let's sing him 295. And this concludes our foot washing sacrament.
一起来默祷。
Let's all bow our head in silent prayer.
Amen. 我们接下去请陈传道来办圣餐。
Now we ask Pastor Chen to conduct the Holy Communion.